My name's Todd Radenball. Yeah, this is the 9th annual Western Alaska Industry Science Conference. We started this conference right here in Dillingham, and this is the third time that's come back. It basically goes to all hub communities across Western Alaska. It usually brings locals and scientists from abroad and scientists from Fairbanks and Anchorage, and it brings managers and policymakers all together so we can discuss issues related with fisheries, ecosystems, rural health care, solid waste, water quality, all the important issues that makes living in Alaska safe and happy and beautiful.
Hi, I'm Cherie Coker, and I'm a PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I think it's very important that we put a value on our subsistence foods, and I'm particularly looking at wild protein sources, fish and game. Number one cause of mortality in the world is muscle loss, and muscle loss can actually be changed by the types of protein that we eat. And so what I hope to do is to prove that wild protein sources are better at changing muscle loss and reverting it back to normal than any other type of protein in the world.
Hi, I'm Filip Amstislavski. I'm associate professor at the Department of Health Sciences at University of Alaska Anchorage. We work on biomaterials development for remote communities in the north, and I just presented on the biodegradable green insulation that can be produced locally in Alaska, not far from construction sites, and it was a really wonderful opportunity to have all this folks from, you know, builders, engineers, local community members to give their insight on how this can be developed here.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Esau, and I'm a master's student from the University of Saskatchewan. We want to know what the impacts of Wood Tick Chick Park are on the local communities. So we've got a model that we're hoping to come up and apply this summer.
My name's Milo Adkison. I'm a fisheries professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I've been studying salmon fisheries management and ways to make Tim Sand's job easier.
Most concise answer I've heard all day.
That was actually the title of my talk.
Hi, my name is Courtney Pegas. I am a PhD student at University of Alaska Fairbanks. And one of my chapters is focused on producing an ethnographic documentary that merges Western science with traditional ecological knowledge and local ecological knowledge, and using that documentary as a platform to promote science in Alaskan communities so that we could have diversity in science.
Okay, my name is Andrew Kukok, and I'm a 11th grader at Dillingham High School. So when I started, I wanted to figure out if you can possibly like power like maybe a home just on like human power, like a small family powering all their stuff by just pedaling on a bike or just treadmill, all of that. So I just had a whole bunch of my classmates, and they biked on the treadmill on the bike for like 10 minutes, and I got their average wattage. And then after that, I basically averaged it out.
Is it possible?
No, not even close. Maybe a shack, not a home.
Hi, my name's Christine Wall. I'm a fish biologist with the Nature Conservancy. And my presentation was about potential changes in the Upper Nooshiak and Upper Quijack watersheds on salmon habitat as a result of climate change.
My name is Ted Jacobson. I'm the Solid Waste Tribal Liaison for the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm basically the help desk for all 229 tribes in Alaska with solid and hazardous waste. So I'm the garbage guru for the state of Alaska. When dealing with solid waste, it's obviously a contaminant, and there are human and environmental health hazards associated with mismanaging those types of systems. So what I'm promoting is managing the waste stream as appropriately as possible.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built.